This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number three. Hey, Kyle, he's saying to call him now. And number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at Reactive Gunworks. You'll not believe what you can find there. Now then. I get to deal with some very exciting young people from time to time. I call them young because most of them are younger than me. They're still, you know, military veterans. They've been around. They've done stuff. They're just young to me. One of them has one of the most interesting companies out there just in the fact that he's decided to attack on certain levels how to make a gun more accurate without having to do a whole lot of work to it, just dropping some parts in. And that would be Chris Naganuma of S3F Solutions. He joins us again. It's been a while. He was on his way home, and then, we lost you there for a second. But, good evening, sir.
How you doing, Bill? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you good to go. Now then.
Awesome.
Now then, how are things, with the classified that has just come out, is that beginning to ship yet? I mean, it's a very exciting time at... One of the other things you do in addition to S3F Solutions is, of course, you're one of the operations managers at Agency Arms. How is that going?
That's true. I am the operations manager for Agency. We're doing very well. And actually, over the past couple of days, our sales have drastically increased.
Yeah, I hope so, because I'm trying really hard to make that happen. I try very hard to make that a reality. Now, as far as the rest of it goes with the product lines that you have, you come out with a classified this year. You've come out with the Nock. And I've heard about another gun that I'm not really sure that I'm even aware I'm allowed to talk about.
Not yet, no. the Nock is on the final rendition, though, and it will be shipping here very shortly. We're turning machines, obviously, every single day, every part. So we're very busy here at Agency Arms.
Yeah, that part of it, the one that I can't talk about is very intriguing. Now let's talk about the Nock, which we can talk about. Now this is a Glock 19 slide. I made it up with a. It's not integrally put together, but at the same time, it looks it. It looks like it's one piece, actually, to me, which just talks about how well it was put together. This is a gun that, when it finally does get out there into the open, this is going to be sort of a game changer, isn't it?
In the sense of a polymer frame gun, like a Smith & Wesson M&P or a Glock or an F&H or an F&S from FN, yes, it is a very much platform all in itself. Yes, very true.
describe, I mean, have you shot one of these things? I've seen people shooting them. And what, you want to know what irritates me about people that I shoot, see shooting agency guns?
Does it spoil you?
No, that part doesn't irritate me. What irritates me is that everybody seems to want to treat these guns like they're going to break. I run the two that I currently have like a mad dog. I run them as hard as I can.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're a combat gun. That's what we're built for. That's what we're known for. Most of our community is revolved around that, even though we do have some of the highest level of competitive shooters. We're very much a combat gun. We're associated around that. That's what our background is. And that's what we like to put out to the masses and be known for, reliability and a good product that has a lifetime warranty behind it.
Now, the knock. Okay, mm-hmm. it's sort of a natural evolution for you guys, because normally, you know, there's lots of people that take and do scallops out of slides and do cuts and cut windows into slides and everything to lighten them up. Nobody's done this. Nobody's done this little thing that you guys have done with the knock. Everybody that I've seen shooting the knock seems to be afraid of it, except for Paul Van Dunk. I haven't seen you shoot it. What's the deal with that?
I've been shooting it very much, though, in testing and development. You know, the knock is a platform that we kind of came about off of being drunk one night and drawing on a piece of paper, and that's kind of how the knock came about, along with every great invention, I believe. And kind of what we developed was it's a Glock built on a 19 platform that has a Glock 17 overall length, but a compensator that's built into a sight tracker in the very front end of the gun. And this is something that you can screw on and screw off, and we have multiple different tips that we're in development with, from compensators to flash hiders to just weight for competition shooters. And this is something that we've patented on all polymer frames so that we can kind of open this up to the door to a bunch of different gun companies. And we're on our final rendition, and we've got 200-plus of these guns pre-ordered. And I think it'll be something that kind of opens the idea of not just building a typical Glock, but thinking outside of the box.
That will be nice. That will be very, very nice. The sight tracker. Now that took a little bit of thought. That not everybody thinks that way. What is the advantage of having the sight tracker on it?
Well, the sight tracker is a system that guns that fall in the realm of 2011 and 1911 have done in the past. It's a system that Mandy Nislander, who is one of the owners of Agency Arms, actually kind of really perfected in his craft of doing and being in a machine world for decades on end now. And it's a system where the compensation is at the very end of the slide. And we use it, if you look at the top of the gun, it almost looks like a T, and the sight is on the long section of the T, so that when you fire the gun, the recoil produces a slide to push back, and your sight is staying flat, and your eye is still catching the sight. So that hopefully that the recoil is not moving with the gun, that front section of where your sight is staying very level, very flat, and as you fire, the recoil, the slide is pulling away from where your front sight is, so that you're constantly able to watch that front sight as you're firing at whatever targets that you deem necessary to engage.
That would be interesting to watch. That'll be interesting to play with, because I've never used something like that before. I don't even know what that sensation will be like.
It's a little bit different shooting a compensated gun and a sight tracker gun. Obviously, you have a system at the very end of the gun that's taking all of that excess gas when you fire a round downrange and throwing it up to hopefully keep that gun flat. You know, it's almost having like a handicap at the end of the gun per se that's giving you a little bit of help in the end of a shooter aspect.
Right. Hang on for me. I've got an observation that I want to make about the pistols themselves. It's not bad, but it's an interesting phenomenon. My guest is Chris Naganuma. It's S3F Solutions and Agency Arms. This is Lock and Load.
call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time of life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by what I believe, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunWorks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
I believe they are my guest exclusive distributor, but that go check them out, ReactiveGunWorks.com. My guest is Chris Naganuma of S3F Solutions and Agency Arms. Am I right about that? Didn't you tell me that about Reactive Gunworks?
About the company Reactive? Yeah, they're a phenomenal shop, actually.
But, I mean, are they your exclusive distributor now?
They are definitely one of our main distributors. I would say they're doing about 60, 70, 80-something guns a month. If you're looking to get a full-built agency arms gun, that is by far the plus place probably want to get them.
Without having to wait for the build, yeah.
Yeah, there's a ton of companies out there, and Reactive is another one of them that has a lot of our guns. They're solid. Yeah.
One of the things I found, Chris, and I've gone through this. I had to go through this extensively recently because I was trying to get back on my stroke, seriously trying to get back on my stroke as far as shooting, and I couldn't shoot. I was taking my agency guns out and having spectacular misses with some of the nicest pistols out there. So a local SWAT team took me under their wing and let me actually get out there and do a little shooting and moving. One of the things I found, because inevitably they all want to shoot those guns, one of the things I found after however long they've been on a traditional Glock platform, getting on that agency arms trigger, they have a lot of tendencies to miss in the beginning. Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever seen that with somebody making that transition from what, issue to a highly specialized tool like that?
Well, I think anytime that you change any part in a firearm, there's going to be a little bit of change in understanding how that firearm works and how you actually react to the feel of the new part that's changed inside of it. That's one of the reasons why whenever we go to a major three-gun match, we always kind of laugh at each other when we're like, oh, you changed that trigger a day before you went to that match? Let's see how that works out for you. It's like the guys that are driving F1 race cars, they're not jumping those cars a day before they go out and actually do a serious race.
Right.
And the same thing goes for any defense shooter, regardless of whether it's military, law enforcement, or just someone that's carrying CCW legally. You should be practicing and taking classes and everything with that firearm before you choose to carry it and protect your life, especially if you change a part in it and if it's a big component of how that part feels when that gun goes bang. And that's a trigger. And our triggers are a little bit different compared to what an OEM feels like. We don't really have a hard wall. We have a very smooth, consistent break. All three of our safeties are still engaged. And if you choose to send it in and get hand-fitted to the weight designation of what you would like, we can do that for you. So, yeah, I'm not too surprised to hear that.
However, it is a very quick study. I do have to say that. Now, I myself am, I have always liked that type of trigger, and the agency trigger I find to be the most superior trigger of its type out there. They're very easy to run accurately and quick. And that's why it's, Right now I'm trying to get the perfect carry bag, because I'm doing a lot of biking.
Mm-hmm.
And it is impossible to carry a gun on you when you're biking. So yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the bag is going to be and how I'm going to carry it.
There's a company out there called Chrome, and they build a lot of messenger bags that kind of go over one shoulder from the left shoulder down to the right waist.
Right.
And Vertex kind of copied them in that type of messenger bag, only that the messenger bag was developed specifically for someone that was on a bike or carrying a one-strap bag, and you can slide it over your shoulder, and when you open the pouch, you had holster availability, you had Molly that was in there. I believe there's a back pouch that holds like an MP5K. There's grenade holders. I mean, there was everything that you needed as a first responder or a defender to carry something that didn't look so straight up in your face, hey, I'm multicam and an operator. That might be a good system for you.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And it's interesting you brought up the Chrome bag, because I'm wanting to carry... I have a Expedition bag. Or Maxpedition bag. Excuse me, Maxpedition. And I've had all of the Molly ripped off of it. So now it just looks like a Maxpedition bag without the Molly. I thought I might be able to make it less tactical looking. That's a fail. So yeah. I have decided that what I'm going to do is instead of looking for a bag, I'm talking to Extreme Gear Labs, and what I want to do, all of these bike messengers like that use the Chrome Industries bag, they all mount everything they have on their strap.
Right.
So I'm going to get them to design me a pouch that I can with hook and loop on one side, and I'm going to use a G-code holster to hold my Agency Arms Glock 19, and I'm going to put it in this pouch, and it's going to ride high just over my mobile phone on, and I'm going to make it to where this pouch will come off and go on my backpack. I'm going to make it to where this pouch will go off and go on my messenger bag, on any of these things, because I've tried this running around with it in the bag, and, you know, Maxpedition is about as good as any of them. They're good as Vertex or any of those other ones as far as keeping it concealed and in the bag. But that's an awful lot of work to get to that gun, to go in the bag, to traverse the bag around when it's, you know, I'm just looking for something a little more economic as far as in motion. So I'll let you know how that goes. That's going to be an ongoing project. I've got to talk to Extreme Gear Labs tomorrow about it. So I'm just looking for a pouch. They make the bike messenger industry makes pouches for your lock. They make pouches for your phone, for your radio. It's not going to be that big of a pouch to make one that is designed to hold a Glock 19. I don't think so. We're going to see. I'm looking for one that'll hold a Glock 19 and one spare magazine. I'll have another one in my bag, and everybody will be happy. I'll be happy. But, I mean, that's the way I'm moving around most of the time. And the Agency Arms gun. And I want to talk about this in the next segment with you, just as far as, you know, we're going to be talking in theory and everything, but I think the theory would bear itself out. I'm carrying the Agency Arms gun because, one, I want to carry a double stack in today's day and times. And two, I want to carry one that I can shoot quick and be very confident with. And that's my Agency Arms, either my 17 or my 19. And we're going to talk about that with Mr. Naganuma when we get back. We're going to talk a little bit about S3F Solutions, which we haven't done yet. How do they find S3F Solutions? We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studios, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Indeed, check them out. Now, I guess this hour from S3F Solutions and Agency Arms is Chris Naganuma. I've got a question for you regarding the handguns that the agency is putting out right now. Have you any indication that these have ever been used in a self-defense situation? Anybody ever used one of these yet in that?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think we've had anyone call into us and tell us that as of yet. If there is a case that has happened out there, I would love to hear from that person that used that in a self-defense reason that was justified. I think that's something we would love to hear from that agency.
Well, what I'm thinking is that probably you haven't, simply because most of the people that would carry that gun are sort of... have you ever noticed that the more trained somebody is, the more likely they're not to be involved in a self-defense situation because they just don't ever get put themselves in that position?
God, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I don't think in any regard of the word of the level of training you would ever want to pull a trigger on something. That is a life-changing chain of events. That's not something you want to ever have happen in your life.
I would not think so. I would not think so. I mean, I've actually pulled Glocks twice on people, and I was absolutely prepared to pull triggers on the Glocks, but I didn't have to. And I remember how absolutely relieved I was that I didn't have to pull triggers on those Glocks. So I would agree with you on that. However, if I am going to have to pull the trigger, I'm going to want to be using something that is going to be an effective weapon, and that's why I'm carrying the prime, you know, only agency arms pistols right now. Although I am hoping, Chris, and I talked to Mike Parks about this the other day. I would love it if agency arms would, I mean, I'll even supply the gun, but I would love for agency arms to do a SIG P320.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of requests in a lot of regards to doing a couple of different platforms from different manufacturers, and the SIG actually is one of those higher end ones. I don't know if that's something slated on our plate for any time soon, just because of the amount of guns we have coming in, plus the Nox project, our new rifles, and possibly a few other projects that we have here coming down the line very shortly. But you never know. You never know what we might pull out.
Well, the reason I ask that is because I think out of the box, the P320 is superior to the Glock, to be quite honest with you. However, it does have a couple of inherent problems that you guys would have to tame. It has some bad flip on the muzzle. The SIG P320, as it sits right now, compared to an agency arms Glock, though, is hands down just slaughtered.
Well, thank you.
Just absolutely slaughtered, and that's why I told Mike, I said, my next two agency projects are just going to be other Glock 9mm, but I definitely do want them. And he's like, okay. But
it's just funny that you say that your next couple projects are that, because we see so many repeat customers at Agency Arms, actually. It's just kind of funny. You start to see that trend because of the quality that we put out as a manufacturing shop.
Well, it's the quality and it's the uniformity. Like, there is no difference to me on my trigger on my 19 versus my 17. There is no difference at all. The other thing about them that I have told Mike that we need to exploit quite heavily, that grip reduction works really good for us old guys that might be getting arthritis in our hands. That trigger works really good for us old guys that might be getting arthritis in our hands. The RMR cut, having an RMR on top of it versus not having an RMR on top of it. A lot easier for us older guys that have, you know, our eyesight is not as good as it used to be. And it's while I understand that you cool kids dig that stuff, us older kids actually can use it. And that makes the older kids, as far as I'm concerned, it makes us older kids actually a little more, I don't know. It puts us in a better position to actually do what we may have to do if we have to do it. And
sure,
that's why I like it. That's why I like it. I like the uniformity of it. I like what they are. I like what they do. I like the way they feel. I like the way they react. I love the way they feel when I'm pulling the trigger and I'm really going fast. Because I really like to pull the trigger and go fast. I really do.
Well, sure. And look, Bill, at the end of the day, if your life is on the line, always cheat and always win. And that's really that's all that matters.
Yeah. Well, that's a good and using introducing an agency arms pistol into a gunfight is the ultimate form of cheating.
Absolutely.
It is the worst form of cheating. But
absolutely.
Having said all of that, I don't want to make it sound like I feel like I'm cheating. I'm going to cheat it for every little bit that I got. But so we got the gun we can't talk about. We got the Nock and we got the regular agency Glocks that are out there. As far as the pieces that are out there right now, the fastest way to get an agency arms Glock is to go through Reactive, isn't it?
If you're looking for a direct buy, yes, you can definitely obviously go through Reactive in order to purchase any of those. There's a few other dealers that we have out there as well that are stocking dealers and great dealers. If you're looking for something very custom, you can always come directly through agencyarms.com for a full build. and you can build that gun directly exactly how you want it to your specifications if you don't find something that you like from the dealer. So you can kind of either go which way around that you want to go.
More heavily custom, exactly. I've never seen the hybrid. I've had an Urban. I've never seen the hybrid. What is the hybrid configuration? What is the ultimate agency going to be?
Well, I would say probably the most rare agency that we build are the Fatal 15 line.
Right.
Those are 15 guns, obviously done in 15 color configurations, and they're raffled off. You can't actually come in and buy one because there's so many people that pre-order in order to try and get them. And they're done in a color and a model that we'll never, ever do again.
Right.
From there on out, we have our typical three builds, which are just the Field, which have no window holes at all and just heavy serrations. We have the Hybrid, which has only the top hole cut in it. You kind of see that on the 34s and the 35s already, but we offer in a lot of other models. And then you have the Urban, which has a top hole and two side holes, which tends to be our lightest slide. And almost our flattest shooting gun, if I do say so myself.
Well, we're going to get into that a little more deeper when we get back. My guest this hour is Chris Naganuma, S3FSolutions.com, agencyarms.us, or is it .us or .com, or both?
It's a .com now. We revamped our entire site.
Outstanding. Agencyarms.com. If you're not an agent, you need to be an agent. Go check them out. This is Lock and Load.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Let me take this moment to welcome to the fold WZXI out of Lexington, Kentucky. Just drove through Lexington, Kentucky last month. WZXI, welcome to the Lock and Load. Everybody listening there right now at 1280 AM, you guys are the ninjas. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly a unique gun shop. My guest this hour from S3F Solutions and Agency Arms is Chris Naganuma. And we were talking about the different trims you can get these guns in, the basic trims you can get them in, which is the field gun, the hybrid, and
the urban.
Now, I'm thinking that for my Glock 34, I'm going to go with the urban. What do you think about that?
I would highly agree with that. Every 34 that I shoot has the urban set up on it.
Is that configuration, the Glock 34, is that more of, do you see more people using that as a competition gun, or because of its length and dimensions, do a lot of these, law enforcement, or does anybody look at this as saying, well, you know, same length as the 1911? I mean, anybody doing that? I just like it because I just like that long slide. I mean.
Well, that's actually my complete go-to gun. I carry a 19 for concealed carry, and for everything else that I do, regardless of what I'm doing, I always go to a 34. If I can, it's the same exact grip size as a 17. I just get a little bit longer sight radius with a 34, and it tends to shoot a little bit flatter for me. And right. I've just grown to really like that gun, and I just can't ever see myself shooting a 17.
Well, I love the 17, okay? But my next two agency guns are going to be a Glock 34 and another Glock 19 because my Glock 19 is going to become a knock. But I'm going to need another field gun Glock 19. I mean, the Glock 17 for me, as far as the size and everything, this is going to be the one that I build up with your parts.
You're right.
So, I mean, for me, that's my go-to gun. Although I do love the Glock 34. Tactically, I think a longer sight radius is probably better. I'm waiting to see if you take that knock technology and apply that to the Glock 17 to where you then have a Glock 34 length.
Huh?
So I'm, 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 Well, I'm just, hey, you know, and I can't even begin to tell you what I would think about the Glock 34. But then again, then the only thing you could do with that is possibly make it as long as a Glock 17L, which is the craziest looking gun I've ever seen, which I don't think that's a very practical one. But the Glock 34, I would love to see what you guys are going to do with that, just because I know that somewhere there in the, I'm convinced that one of the reasons I never hear from Randy is that his brain is so heavy that his head is constantly laying on the table. He's just trying to rest from holding that brain up. And I'm sure he looks at every one of these Glocks and says, well, I could do something with that one too, couldn't I? So,
you know, we've got so many projects going on at agency. It's so funny that you say that. And especially me and Michael Parks, we start talking about all these other little things that we want to start doing. And Randy can hear us because his office is right across the hall from us. He's just like, oh God, here's another thing that I have to create. Oh God, here's another thing that I have to draw up. He's so, yes, we keep him very much locked in his little dungeon and listen to the loud music, designing away, creating the magic of what is Agency Arm.
You know what I want you guys to design? A damn ball cap.
I know, Bill. You've said that a couple times now.
I need some stuff to show off the agency thing because, you know, the a lot of people look at these things and like, what is this? I mean, I probably know most of the people that have agency guns in the state of South Carolina, which is pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I need a little help getting the word out. You know, I can't just be, I would love to be able to walk down the middle of the street going, look at this. But, you know, if I had a nice ball cap and I ride bikes all the time now, if I had some stickers to stick all over my bike. And I'm being asked, is there more to the trigger than just a drop in? The agency arms trigger, is there more to that than just dropping it in, or is it just dropping it in?
We offer two systems. One's a drop-in, one's a fitted. If you buy the drop-in, it's an absolute shoe connector and a trigger bar. It's all drop-in, made ready to go right into your Glock. And if any issues arise down the road, you can always call us, and we can exchange that item for a new one if something is drastically wrong, or help you along the way to make sure it's right. The other way of getting a trigger from us is going the fitted route, and you can actually send in your platform, your upper and your lower, and we'll take your trigger, we'll take our new trigger and install that. We'll fit it to your internal parts and make sure that you have a poundage pretty close to exactly of what you're looking for.
So in terms of turnaround, what's the turnaround time if somebody sends you a gun to get a trigger put in it?
Fitted triggers are a little more expensive, and they're usually right around 10 days.
See, 10 days is a lot better than 10 weeks.
No, 10 days.
I would
include shipping to us, getting it fitted, and shipping it back to the customer.
Yeah, and for those that are thinking about this, I would have to tell you right off the bat that there's two things that changes the feel of an agency gun. One is the grip reduction, of course. But the biggest thing about it is that trigger. That trigger changes the whole dynamic of the way the gun runs. It
right.
changes the whole dynamic of how fast you can pull the trigger. There's no the Glock trigger, which was designed to be, it was designed to be the same trigger pull every trigger pull. However, it's very sloppy in the take up. Whereas with the agency trigger, you have to be a very disciplined shooter, because when you put your finger on it, it is ready to go right then and there. It's at the wall, and the reset is minuscule. I mean, you can run this gun as fast as you can possibly do. And that's the beauty of agency, right? If somebody wanted to start with a trigger, they could send you the gun and start with the trigger. And then if they decide, well, I want to have the lower worked over, they can send that to you and have that done. And then if they decide later on they want to get a slide done, they can do that too. They can do it a piece at a time here and there.
Absolutely. You know, and that's something that's great about, I think, Agency Arms, is that every time that someone buys a full build and the gun goes back out to the consumer, we actually include a little wax-sealed black envelope that welcomes them to the Brotherhood with a letter.
I know.
Well, you only get that when you buy a full gun. We had a couple of customers that over the last year actually started with a trigger and then went to a magwell and then saved up money and went to a full grip work and then they went to a slide work and created that entire gun that they finally wanted. And as we watched them kind of build it over the course of 6 or 8 months, finally when we sent that last piece out, we sent them a letter that was wax sealed as well, welcoming them into the Brotherhood and giving them their agent number.
I'm also asking, what is the pull weight of the drop-in trigger that you would send to somebody for them to put it in?
Usually the drop-in trigger floats right around 4 to 4.2 pounds, but because of the flat-faced trigger, it feels a little bit softer, but we're already dropping it right around a pound and a half lower than what an OEM trigger pull is.
Gotcha. All right. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. AgencyArms.com. S3F Solutions, the best drop-in barrel out there that you'll ever find. I've got some coming. We're going to build up this gun. We're going to build up my Glock 17, my prized Glock 17. I know you don't like them as much as the Glock 34, but you know,
They're good guns.
Just different strokes for different folks, Chris. Okay,
and, that's right.
I haven't got a hold of an agency Glock 34. I may become a convert. I may be calling you up, going, "Hey, I need to sell this junky Glock 17 now because I got my 34." So, in any event, thank you for joining me this evening.
Well, thank you for having me, Bill.
And I will talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. We're about to run out of time. We'll be back tomorrow in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.